Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 17. And it came to be when Avram was 99 years old that Yahweh appeared to Avram and said to him,
I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be perfect. And I give my covenant between me and you and shall greatly increase you.
And Avram fell on his face, and Elohim spoke with him, saying,
As for me, look, my covenant is with you, and you shall become a father of many nations. And no longer is your name called Avram, but your name shall be Avraham, because I shall make you a father of many nations. And I shall make you bear fruit exceedingly, and make nations of you, and sovereigns shall come from you. And I shall establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be Elohim to you and your seed after you. And I shall give to you and your seed after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I shall be their Elohim.
And Elohim said to Avraham,
As for you, guard my covenant, you and your seed after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you guard between me and you and your seed after you. Every male child among you is to be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall become a sign of the covenant between me and you. And a son of 8 days is circumcised by you, every male child in your generations. He who is born in your house or bought with silver from any foreigner who is not of your seed. He who is born in your house and he who is bought with your silver has to be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And an uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, his life shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant.
And Elohim said to Avraham,
As for Sarai, your wife, do not call her name Sarai, for Sarah is her name. And I shall barak her, and also give you a son by her. And I shall barak her, and she shall become nations. Sovereigns of people are to be from her.
And Avraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart,
Is a child to be born to a man who is 100 years old? Or is Sarah, who is 90 years old, to bear a child?
And Avraham said to Elohim,
Oh, let Yishmael live before you.
And Elohim said,
No, Sarah, your wife, is truly bearing a son to you, and you shall call his name Yitzhak, and I shall establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. See, I shall barak him, and shall make him bear fruit, and greatly increase him. He is to bring forth 12 princes, and I shall make him a great nation. But my covenant I establish with Yitzhak, whom Sarah is to bear to you at this appointed time next year.
And when he had ended speaking with him, Elohim went up from Avraham. And Avraham took Ishmael, his son, and all those born in his house, and all those bought with his silver, every male among the men of Avraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskins that same day, as Elohim told him. And Avraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Avraham and his son, Ishmael, were circumcised that same day. And all the men of his house, born in the house or bought with silver from a foreigner, were circumcised with him.